That's our ring time for Lum and Abner. And now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, Friday, Abner hid the stolen money in the stove in their office, only to have someone start a fire in it and burn the money up. As we look in on the circus grounds today, we find Abner in the office. Cedric is just entering. Listen.
Did you want to see me, Mr. Abner?
Come in. Sit down, Cedric. I want to talk to you.
Yes, Ma.
I've just got to talk to somebody.
What's the matter, Mr. Abner? You look like you don't feel your level best.
Oh, Cedric, I'm just so tore up. I don't know what I'm doing even. That money, me and you hid in the stove there last Thursday night, it's gone.
Gone?
It's burnt up, Cedric.
Oh, my goodness sakes alive.
Somebody built a fire in the stove and burned up every bit of
it. Oh, sakes. I was afeard somebody'd do that. When did you find it out, Mr. Abner?
Well, I found out Friday, but I decided I better tell Ben about the whole thing, Ann, and so I was telling him about it and standing off our way and looked back over here and seen smoke coming out of the chimney and got over here and there weren't nothing left in that stove but a pile of ashes.
Yeah, we ought to have told everybody we put it in there so they wouldn't be building up. No, we couldn't have done that, could we?
Well,
be silly.
Yes, it would, Cedric. We never had no business hiding it in there in the first place. That was your idea, Cedric. I oughtn't to listen to you.
Well, it looks to me like they'd have saw it in there when they went to light the fire.
Well, I reckon whoever it was just stowed some wood in there and set it on fire without looking down inside the stove.
No, Mr. Abner, don't tell me no more. It just kills me to think all that beautiful money going up in smoke.
Oh, it just got me worried.
Being green that way, you wouldn't have thought it'd burn, would you?
Oh, well, Cedric, it burned. Nothing but ashes. I done made up my mind to turn the money back over to Lum and tell him how come he'd take it and the whole shebang, but now I can't tell him nothing.
You ought not to have took it in the first place, I don't believe.
Well, I had my reason, Cedric. You wouldn't understand. What I'm trying to figure out now is how I can raise that much money. I've just got to dig it up somers.
Well, if I had that much, I'd sure lend it to you, Mr. Abner, but I'm a little short of $800. I ain't got but $4. And I ain't actually got that till Mr. Squire pays me for this week's work next Saturday.
Yeah, well, I appreciate your thoughtiness just the same, Cedric, but I never called you over here to borrow it from you that way. I just wanted to tell you about it being burned up so you'd be sure not mention nothing about it to Lum. Be worse than ever if he found it out now.
Well, I couldn't mention it to him no ways. He ain't here.
Well, he ain't right now, but he will be. He's out at advancing the circus.
Doing what to the circus?
Putting up posters in different towns where the circus is going to play and all such as that. Wished he's going to be gone about another week or a month. That way at least have a chance to raise that money.
What I can't understand is how you're going to get that money back if it's already burned up.
I can't get the same money back, but I can get some more to take its place.
Well, I believe that's the thing to do then.
I know it's a thing to do, but where am I going to get it?
Well, let's see now. That is a problem, ain't it?
Oh, Lord, yes.
Oh, I see. Say, reckon you could borrow it from Mr. Lum?
No, Cedric.
Oh.
Wouldn't be no use for me to borrow money from him to pay him back with. I'd be right back where I started.
Yes, Ma. My sweetheart, Clarabelle Seastrunk, said her papa's got $1,000 or $100 or something like that.
Well, Ezra Seastrunk wouldn't loan nothing to nobody. Oh, Swan, to goodness, there comes Lum up out there right now.
Oh, me, that's him, all right. Yes, Mom, that's him.
Now, don't you let on, Cedric. You don't know nothing about nothing.
No, Mom, dumb's the word.
Yeah, be quiet. Well, howdy, Lum. I'd about give you up ever coming back. How was the trip?
Oh, all right, I reckon. I dropped by Pine Ridge on my way back.
Well, how was everything?
Oh, all right. How's the circus been going?
Pretty good. Was a little chilly Friday and Saturday. We never done too good. A little too cold.
Yeah, I know. I had to build a fire in here Friday just before I left. How are you, Cedric?
Oh, Mom.
Well, you don't need to look so startled. I just ask you how you are.
Oh, all right, I reckon. I think. Yes, Mom.
Did you see Elizabeth when you was in Pine Ridge, Mom?
Yeah, I stopped by your place there. Elizabeth's just fine.
Well.
Said she was sure missing you and sent you her love.
Sent what?
Sent her love.
Oh, she sent me some chow-chow yesterday.
Went by the store. Everything seems to be going along all right. Grand Baps is honor as ever.
Yeah.
Said to give you his regards.
Well, good.
Cedric, I wish you'd go find Squire and tell him to come over to the office here. I want to see him. And you come back with him.
He's over around the sideshow, I think, Cedric. That's where he was a while ago.
Yes, Mom, I'll find him.
Don't dilly-daddle around now, Cedric. Come right back.
All right, Mr. Abner, I will.
Well, did you get all your posters and junk put up, Lum?
Uh-huh.
That's nice. Tell me about your trip. I'd love to hear about it.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you about it later, Abner. I want to talk to you about something else, though, before Squire gets here.
Oh. Well, go ahead.
I wanted to tell you this Friday before I left, but I never had a chance. Abner, I found the money that was stole from us.
Huh, you found it?
Yes, sir. It was right there in that heating stove. I found it when I went to build a fire in there.
Well, good for you. I know, because I'm proud to hear that. So you got the money, huh?
Well, I ain't got it with me. I went by the bank in there at the county seat and deposited it.
Well, that's the best news I've heard in days. I was just sitting here worrying about how in the world...
Well, I'm going to find out who it was that stole that money and hid it in there and sent them to the penitentiary if it's the last thing I ever do on this earth.
To the penitentiary?
Yes, sir. Anybody that's low down and ornery enough to sneak around behind our backs and steal from us, I ain't going to show no mercy, regardless of who it
is. Well, now, Lum, calm yourself down. Now, supposing it was a good friend of yours that done it.
A good friend of mine wouldn't do a stunt like that.
I wouldn't, or they wouldn't.
But if it was my own brother, it wouldn't make no difference to me. When I find out who that underhanded varmint is, he's a goner, and you can bet your bottom dollar on it.
Yeah, but what if he's doing it for your own good?
For my own good?
Oh, I don't call
stealing money for me for my own good? Who in the world ever heard of such a thing? Well, just never mind. I think I know pretty well who done it.
You do?
Yes, I do.
Oh.
It's either Squire or Cedric. I've illuminated everybody else.
Well, Lump, let's just not try to find out who done it. We got the money back. That's the main thing. Let's just forget it.
Forget it? Grannies, I'm going to devote the rest of my life to finding out who that was.
Oh.
If there's anything I hate and despise, it's a man that'll take advantage of his friends and to steal. Makes me so mad every time I think about it, I could tear whoever it is to pieces.
I still think we ought to forget it. I ain't mad at him, I know.
Grinch, wait a minute. There comes Squire. Just let me handle him. I'll give him the third and fourth degree both.
Well, I believe I better get out here, Lum. I just can't stand it. I'll see you after a while, Lum.
Yeah, just let me see him by myself.
Well, hello, Abner. Is that Lum inside there?
Yeah, he wants to see you about something,
Squire. Yeah, come on in here, Squire.
Well, hello there, Lum. How was the trip?
Never mind about the trip. Sit down there. I want to talk to you. Where's Cedric?
Well, he said he'd be over in just a few minutes. Well, here, Lum, what's the trouble?
You ought to know better than anybody. Squire, I'm a man of few words, and I don't aim to beat around the brush. I found that money you stole and hid in the stove.
You did what? Say that again. I don't believe I quite understood you.
You know what I'm talking about. Squire, I'm giving you a chance to admit to stealing that money before I have you arrested.
Lum, what in the world are you talking about? I swore to you once, on my word of honor, that I never took that money. And I still say the same thing about it. You say you found it.
Yes, sir. Found it Friday.
Well, I'm mighty glad to hear it, Lum. I'm glad you got it back. But if you think I had anything to do with it, you're wrong. You're accusing me unjustly. You just don't know how deeply you've injured me, Lum.
Well, now, look, Squire, I don't want no fancy talk.
Lum, I don't know how you can say such a thing to me. One of your oldest and dearest friends. Here I've been slaving for you, putting everything I've got into this circus to make it a success for you and Abner. And what reward do I get? I'm accused of an act so dastardly I shudder to think of it.
Well, Squire, I never meant you actually took it exactly.
Lum, I'd rather you'd have taken a knife and plunged it into my back than to brand me as a common thief.
Well, I'm sorry, Squire. I never actually thought it was you.
Oh,
I don't think. Who could it have been then? It's got to be one of us. Could it be Cedric?
Cedric? Oh, I don't think so, no.
No, it's hard to believe he'd ever do a thing like that, but I granny, there he comes now. There's one good way to find out, and that's just to come right out flat-footed and ask him.
Yes, that's one thing about Cedric. He'll give you a direct answer. He's not smart enough to tell a story.
Come on in here, Cedric. I want to ask you something.
Yes, come on in, Cedric, my boy.
Yes, boy.
Cedric, how come you to steal that money and hide it in the stove there?
Well, I never hid it in the stove.
Here, be careful now, Cedric. If you don't tell the truth, you're liable to get yourself into serious trouble.
Well, I'm telling the truth. I never put it in there. He done it himself.
Who done it himself?
Mr. Abner. Oh, gosh, I weren't supposed to tell that.
Abner? You ain't trying to tell me that Abner done it.
I don't know nothing about it, Mr. Lum.
Wait a minute now. Were you in on this too, Cedric?
No, Mom, I just helped him. I just done what he told me to.
Well, I'll be dead blame. Abner stealing from me.
Well, will Lum find out Abner's motive before he does something drastic? And even if he does find out, how is he going to react to it?